Sitka to Juneau. Sitka and Juneau are about 95 miles apart as the crow flies, but a trip by water is about 150 miles, traversing a zigzagging passage between Southeast Alaska's ABC Islands, Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands. Three of the largest islands in the United States, Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands are famous for their wildlife, especially brown bears. The route from Juneau to Sitka passes through Peril Strait and Sergis Narrows, scenic waterways that offer a wealth of wildlife watching opportunities. Sitka Sound is one of the few places in Southeast where it's possible to see whales reliably in the winter months. In February and March, large numbers of herring move into nearshore waters in the Sound to spawn, drawing whales, seals, bald eagles, and sea lions, as well as commercial fishermen. Sitka is renowned for salmon and halibut fishing. On the outer coast of Southeast Alaska, it's a place to view species that favor the open ocean over inside waters. Look for Pacific white-sided dolphins here, and birds such as puffins, rhinoceros auklets, and storm petrels, especially around St. Lazaria Island to the south, one of the islands in the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge. Murres, cormorants, black oyster catchers, black-legged kittiwakes, pigeon guillemots, and other birds may be seen here year-round. Marbled merlets and glaucous wing gulls are common. In the spring and summer, songbirds are abundant in port, including varied hermit and Swainson's thrushes, fox, Lincoln, and song sparrows, Pacific slope flycatchers, winter wrens, and golden-crowned kinglets. Because the passage through the Narrows depends on the tides, ferry travelers may spend several hours in the Sitka area. The ferry terminal, in Stargaven Bay, is about 8 miles from downtown Sitka. One option for wildlife watchers is to follow the signs to the nearby Stargaven Recreation Area, a short walk from the ferry terminal. This popular recreation area features a bird viewing platform, boardwalks, and a nature trail. Leaving Sitka, the flank of Southeast Alaska's best-known volcano can be seen to the west. This is Mount Edgecumbe, and nearby is a collapsed caldera called Crater Ridge. Lava flows, cinder, and ash eruptions built a network of volcanic features in this area. The eruptions that built these landforms took place between 600,000 and 9,000 years ago, and the last activity was about 4,000 years ago. Heading north into Olga Strait, Neva Strait, and Salisbury Sound, look for sea otters resting in the kelp beds. Researchers are studying a mysterious decline in the sea otter population in southwestern Alaska, but sea otters here are thriving. Scan the green strip between the tideline and the forest for the round backs of brown bears feeding on shoreside vegetation, and for the reddish-brown coats of browsing Sitka black-tailed deer. The sea otter's smaller cousin, the river otter, may also be seen. At mid-tide, when the ebb and flow of tidal action is most dramatic, water runs through these narrows like a powerful river, creating whirlpools and surging eddies. These currents have claimed boats, and mariners prefer to navigate these waters at slack tide when possible. About 20 miles north of Sitka, it's possible to catch a glimpse and feel the swell of the open ocean past Salisbury Sound. To the north lies the West Chichagof-Yacobi Wilderness, a 250,000 acres of national forest wilderness that shelters large numbers of migrating waterfowl and is home to mink, marten, otter, deer, and bears. Brown bears. There are no black bears on these islands. This coastal wilderness extends north to Cross Sound and also contains two important sea lion rookeries. Rookeries are hollets where sea lions gather in summer to breed and have their young. Passing through Sergis Narrows and the southern end of Peril Strait, the waterway begins to widen. The gray trunks of standing dead trees are scattered throughout these forests along Peril Strait. Most of these dead trees are yellow cedar, which is experiencing a decline in southeast Alaska. Peril Strait separates Chichagof and Baranof Islands. A geologic fault formed the strait, and on a map, this fault line can be easily traced about 90 miles northwest through Peril Strait, Hoona Sound, and Lisianski Inlet. Hoona Sound is about halfway up the strait and is the widest part of Peril Strait. This is a good place to watch for humpback whales, especially in May and June. The forested slopes on both sides of Peril Strait show evidence of human and natural forces at work. Landslides deforest swaths of trees in relatively narrow, vertical strips, usually exposing the bedrock. Soil is often thin on these slopes. Rain-saturated soils can slump, and high winds topple trees, precipitating slides. A jumble of fallen trees may litter the lower reaches of these chutes. Several prominent slides in various stages of regeneration are visible to the south. Logging plays a role in local economy and has also influenced the landscape here. Reforestation of various ages may be seen on the mountain slopes. These range from areas recently cut, such as Haines Bay, about 7 miles from Chatham Strait on the south side of Peril Strait, to those with 5, 10, and 20 years of growth of young spruce trees. A 10-year-old spruce tree is about 6 feet tall. In some of these areas, fast-growing alder and willow form striking hedgerows in the old logging roads, rising 10 to 20 feet above the slower-growing evergreen trees. This can be seen near False Island, where logging took place in the early 1980s. Approaching the junction of Peril Strait and Chatham Strait, look for whales and porpoises. Loons and cormorants may be found here as well. As you turn past Morris Reef on the north side, Steller sea lions are frequently camped out on the buoy. Harbor seals concentrate in the reefs adjacent to the entrance of Florence Bay, and killer whales patrol this area. Angoon sits almost directly across Chatham Strait from Peril Strait. See the Angoon chapter for more information on the route north, and the Petersburg to Angoon chapter for the route south.